Rolling from the Stones. Yeah, I can squeeze in a quickie before I got to take me a break here. Hi.
How you doing, Greece?
Fine.
Welcome back to D.C.
Oh, yeah. Buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, listen, bought your book a couple weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Came home with it, was enjoying it pretty much, and wife was giving me some static about it.
Why would she give you static about my book?
Well, she was giving me static because I spent like $18, $20 or something on it. You know, it didn't bother me at all. But I come home from work the other night,
uh-huh.
And I sneak in the door real quiet-like, and I hear her giggling, sitting in the back in the tub, reading your book.
How do you like that?
Taking her little keister off.
That's great. She busted your shop just because you paid a measly $18 for my book?
Oh, it was worth every penny of it.
Well, it's a collector's item. You leave it laying around.
I'm waiting for the sequel.
Yeah, I don't know what that'll be.
Well, listen, today's her birthday, and I was wondering if you could give her a call for me.
How old is she today?
She's 27.
All right, when you hear the dial tone, dial one area code and number, okay?
All right.
We'll dial that thing, my heart will sing, doodads, doodads. We'll dial that thing, hi, Lily. What's your name?
Christine.
All right, where are we calling her, at work?
Home. She's also 5 months pregnant.
All right, 5 months pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
child number three.
Hopefully she won't laugh too hard, that baby come rocketing out of there.
That'd be all right.
Christine. I'm sorry, sir. You'll find a note there at home that says, because you bought that book, we could not pay the phone bill. We were $18.50 shy. Your loving wife, Christine. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause a tragedy. Let me take